USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I-95 closed through North Carolina because of the flooding from Hurricane Florence. Now just a tropical depression, but still a huge rainmaker. Also dumping on Virginia and parts of western Maryland now.
I mean, we've seen the pictures of some of the flooding in North Carolina. We know that there's a very dangerous situation there. So the best advice is to stay put until it's safe to get it back on the roads.
That AAA spokeswoman speaking there to NBC News. At least 17 people known dead because of the storm. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is going to outline a plan to stop proposed budget cuts to the agency that tracks hurricanes and major storms. He says the White House plans to reduce money to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration by more than 20%. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A woman details sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the woman's claims need to be taken seriously.
This woman should not be insulted and she should not be ignored. I think the Senate is headed to a reasonable approach. In that it seems to me, in speaking to a few senators, including Senator Lindsey Graham, that allowing this woman to be heard in sworn testimony, allowing Judge Kavanaugh to be heard in sworn testimony about these specific allegations, would be added to the very considerable mountain of evidence and considerations that folks will have when they weigh whether or not to vote for Judge Kavanaugh to be on the Supreme Court.
That's Conway speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Police in Arlington, Texas, arresting 9 people who were protesting outside AT&T Stadium during last night's Cowboys-Giants game. Demonstrators rolled 2 caskets to protest recent police shooting deaths of a man in Dallas and another in Arlington. An Arlington officer shooting a man when he tried to run after a traffic stop, and an off-duty Dallas officer shooting a man after she walked into his apartment thinking it was her own. A congressional candidate reveals that a relative died in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
President Trump accuses Democrats of inflating the death toll from Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico to make him look bad. On CNN, New York congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says her grandfather was among those who died in the aftermath of the storm.
There was so little response, so little connection. You don't know whether a hospital lost power. My grandfather was in a medical facility and he had passed away in the middle of the night. The people who pass away in these storms are the most vulnerable.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And SpaceX planning to send someone on a private flight around the moon. The company will be announcing who it's going to be tonight. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.